Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Star Wars Dad Jokes, The Best Worst Jokes and Puns from a Galaxy Far, Far Away. By Kelly Knox is a family-friendly humor book built around Star Wars wordplay, puns, and joke formats associated with classic dad jokes, illustrated by Johnny Sampson. It presents a light, highly accessible take on the franchise by turning familiar characters, species, ships, and phrases into grown-worthy punchlines. Rather than offering narrative, analysis, or lore commentary, the book uses the Star Wars universe as a shared cultural reference point for simple, all-ages comedy. Its appeal depends on recognition the jokes work, because readers already know the source material and can appreciate the twist. The result is a compact gift book aimed at fans who enjoy harmless, corny humor and the social ritual of the dad joke itself. In that sense, the book is less about surprising wit than about celebrating a familiar style of comedy through a very recognizable pop culture lens. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Star Wars lore used as the raw material for pun-based humor. The book's central method is to transform Star Wars terminology into punchlines. Characters, alien species, vehicles, and famous franchise concepts become the basis for wordplay, which gives the humor an immediate fan-specific identity. This matters because dad jokes usually rely on simple linguistic switches, and here that structure is anchored in a universe readers already know. The comedy does not require deep plot knowledge, but it does depend on enough familiarity to recognize why the joke works. That makes the book both accessible and targeted. Instead of retelling story events, it mines the vocabulary of the franchise for double meanings and sounds similar words. This is a practical strength in a joke collection. The source material is broad, widely recognized, and easy to parody without losing clarity. The book therefore functions as a bridge between fandom and everyday pun humor, using shared references to produce instant recognition and the expected groan rather than sophisticated surprise. Secondly, a deliberately wholesome style that keeps the humor family safe. A defining feature of the book is its clean, all-ages tone. The jokes are meant to be corny rather than edgy, which aligns with the dad joke tradition and expands the book's usability in family settings. This is important because humor books can often lean on sarcasm, irony, or adult references, but this one avoids those modes in favor of broad, harmless comedy. The result is a book that can be read aloud to children, given as a family gift, or used as light entertainment across generations. That safety is not incidental. It is part of the book's selling point. By keeping the content wholesome, the book reflects the family appeal of Star Wars itself, a franchise that has long crossed age groups and viewing contexts. The humor also becomes more social in this setting, since the primary reaction it invites is shared eye-rolling or laughter rather than private appreciation. In practical terms, the book is designed to be discussed, repeated, and gifted rather than studied. Thirdly, the book depends on the classic dad joke structure of setup and sting. These jokes are built around a highly recognizable pattern, a straightforward question or premise, followed by a pun that subverts expectation with a simple linguistic turn. That structure is central to dad jokes, and the book uses it consistently. The effect is not subtle, but that is the point. Readers are led toward an obvious answer, and then given a cheeky or absurd alternative based on a word sounding like another word or phrase. This predictable mechanism gives the book its identity and also its limits. Because the format is repeated, the reader is not meant to be surprised by complexity. The satisfaction comes from pattern recognition and the timing of the punchline. In a larger sense, the book shows how a rigid joke structure can still feel fresh when the reference system changes. Star Wars provides that variation. The same setup and punchline model can keep working because each joke reshapes a familiar character or term. The book therefore demonstrates how form, not depth, drives this type of comedy. Fourthly, illustration adds a visual layer to the jokes and broadens the appeal. The inclusion of full-color illustrations by Johnny Sampson is a significant part of the book's presentation. In a joke collection, images can do more than decorate text. They can amplify the punchline, extend the joke beyond the words, or create a second comic beat. That is especially useful in a book built on puns, where the visual can reinforce the absurdity or make the reference more immediate. The illustrations also help distinguish the book from a plain text list of jokes. They make the experience more playful and more gift-like, which is important in a market where visual charm often matters as much as the written material. Because the humor is intentionally simple, the artwork adds variety and keeps the format from becoming monotonous. It also makes the book more approachable for younger readers or casual fans who may respond quickly to visual comedy. In that sense, the art is not merely supplemental. It helps turn the book into a more complete entertainment object rather than just a printed joke list. Lastly, a gift-oriented format aimed at fans, dads, and occasional readers. The book is positioned as a gift item as much as a reading experience. Its format, subject matter, and tone make it suitable for Father's Day, birthdays, baby showers, Star Wars Day, or other occasions where a small, humorous present is appropriate. That positioning is strategically important because joke books often succeed not by sustained reading demand, but by being easy to give, browse, and share. This title fits that model well. The Star Wars brand gives it broad recognition, while the dad joke style gives it a clear emotional and social use case. It works for committed fans, but also for casual readers who simply know enough about the franchise to enjoy the puns. The book stands out in its category because it combines a strong license with a very specific comedy format, creating a product that is immediately understandable at a glance. Compared with more general joke collections, it has a tighter identity and a more defined audience, which increases its usefulness as a novelty gift and conversation piece. In conclusion, Star Wars Dad Jokes is best suited to readers who enjoy clean humor, pun-driven comedy, and the shared reference world of Star Wars. It will appeal most to fans looking for a light bedside or coffee table read, parents who want safe jokes to share with children, and gift buyers searching for a themed item with broad recognition. Its main benefit is not depth but repeatable amusement. It offers quick, low-effort comedy built on familiar characters and phrases, which makes it easy to browse, read aloud, or use in social settings. Compared with many other licensed joke books, it stands out because the Star Wars universe is so culturally durable and because the dad joke format matches that universe's family-friendly reputation. The illustrations also improve its value as a gift object, giving it more personality than a plain text compilation. In a crowded humor category, the book distinguishes itself through a combination of brand familiarity, all-ages tone, and highly legible pun-based construction. It is a niche title, but one with a clear identity and a reliable audience. If you would like to support Kelly Knox, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.